crushed to death. He's in that barber today. All right. Shane, where you at?
Ooh!
You're silly.
Oh. Can I say, oh.
Awesome. Pierce, you ready?
Yeah, buddy.
You got high or something?
What are you doing, bud?
Welcome to the Gym Closet. We are here as usual with at Shane Segebarth. What's up, buddy? Joining us over... That looked like you just... What do you call it when you have the boomerang? The boomerang video. It was like, yeah, your hang loose over the iPad was like skipping. So it looked like that we had a boomerang going on there.
Nope, just me.
Well, I think your picture's lagging, but that's all right.
That's okay.
How was your weekend?
Good. I just got back from Vegas like 3 hours ago.
How's that?
I'm tired as fuck.
But you rallied for the podcast. I love it. That's dedication. Yep. I'm glad we didn't have to take you out of partying in Vegas to do this episode.
He was working in Vegas, not partying.
You didn't party at all?
I did a little bit of both.
It's what you gotta do. And we're here also with at Jordan.Hildreth.
What's happening?
What's up? What'd you do this weekend? Anything fun?
I didn't do anything this weekend. I helped set up the gym, tricked my friend into coming in to do it. did he tell you what I did to Cole?
No.
I had told him on Friday. I was like, hey, yeah, I'll help you out. I don't care. And then in the morning, I text Cole and was like, hey, Cole, you want to work out with me? Showed up and made him work for 3 hours.
And then Cole quit the gym on Monday.
Yep. Yeah, right. And then now he's gone.
I could tell he was pissed.
He was hungry by the end. He lasted, man. He didn't complain the whole time. Then at the end, it was like, let's pick up. I'm fucking hungry.
Well, he's probably sick of watching two idiots try to wrench
bang on stuff. Right.
Yeah. I don't blame him because I got a text from you like 5 hours in, like, got done with the first one. I'm like, oh my god.
Definitely worth the fun. Also joining us today is at Robinson Am. Robinson AMB. How do you say it?
I don't know.
How's it going?
It's an interesting, we had our anniversary this weekend. That was fun. You know when you're getting old when instead of going out and like going to a movie late at night or going out partying, you go out to dinner and then decide to watch a movie at home. First grabbing popcorn from the movie theater and then going home to eat it.
That's
and
like official dad move.
Yes. Yes.
And that is cheesecake from the Cheesecake
Factory.
Yeah. Had to do that.
So you go to dinner at 6:15, 6:30, and then you go grab all of the essentials from the movie theater.
That's what I mean. The movie theater popcorn grab is a total dad move.
That's such a clutch.
It's like, all right, I'm taking it home now. I'm not staying around with these people. Though.
It was clutch. I loved it, and it was awesome. So, Amber's joining us today.
There was no good movie choices. I didn't
That's true. That. It was kind of a, I guess the game night was... I think the game night, or is it game night? Is
that... That's what it's called. Somebody was talking about it.
That was an option, as well as Black Panther, which isn't down Amber's alley. And then there really wasn't anything else out. Yeah, so.
I know, I like comedies, love stories.
There really wasn't anything. Nothing. So we're also joined here with at @perfectly_Pierce, who's banging on the desk a little bit. So you might hear him in the background. He is in a good mood. He just ate. And now he's about to eat Amber's phone. So he's loving life. But today we are going to be talking about the differences in men and women. And, you know, that can be a touchy subject. But scientifically, there are differences that pertain to training, pertain to metabolism and nutrition. And we are going to cover some of those different things. So we are doing the differences in genders when it comes to metabolism and training today. So that's why we had to bring a female in to get a female perspective on some of it. But really, biologically, there's not, as far as like how you create muscle with protein synthesis, there's not a lot of differences in men and women, which you know, there's also not a lot of differences with equaled muscle mass pertaining to strength. So if a male or a female have the exact same amount of muscle, they're going to be doing the exact same amount of work. They're going to have the exact same amount of strength when it comes to those things. So that's kind of the first thing. There's not a ton of differences in the training that you should do. There isn't necessarily a female-only workout that I know is popular for, you know, some of the media said, oh, this is a perfect female workout, or whatever the case may be. As far as the results that you're getting, the training is relatively the same if the goals are the same for men and women. So that kind of starts the topic off with some of the similarities, but then we'll dive into some of the differences. And most of the differences metabolically are strictly in size. And there's a bunch of different reasons for that, but metabolism has a lot to do with actual muscle mass. So your lean muscle mass also has to do with body fat as well. And then a lot of the hormone stuff that we'll cover today makes up some of the differences as well. So before we dive into some of the science and explaining some of those different things, anybody have any questions kind of off the top of their head that we want to make sure we get answered? That's a big shrug over there from Jordan.
Shane, that was directed at you.
You're usually good with a couple questions to start off. Anything, any curiosities that you might have when pertaining to gender and training or gender and nutrition?
I think one thing that comes in with me is we're so strength and conditioning based, and just going back to my college days, I don't feel like the strength and conditioning coach treated us any different or had, I mean, obviously like the agility and types of training we do for volleyball is going to be different than football, but I feel like in the weight room, we were all doing cleans, deadlifts, squats, you know, males and females were doing very similar movements in that aspect, so...
Definitely. And that's huge, because you get a lot of the training science in the collegiate strength and conditioning. You know, that's where a lot of these applications are going to happen. And so you think of the elite female athletes and the elite male athletes, and they're training really, really similar. Now, are there sports specific movements that you have to have in your training in order to be successful? Of course there are, but the main strength building, the main power building, the main endurance building movements are going to be the same for male and female. So that's kind of the first thing we wanted to get. But then we do jump into some of the differences. And the metabolism, really, like I said before, really depends on three different things: lean mass, fat mass, and activity level. So that could be identical for a male and a female, or that could be different for a lot of different reasons. Number one is going to be, there's kind of three big differences in men and women when it comes to metabolism. And that is, and why those are, is number one, hormones. Number two is body fat and how it is stored in either male or female. And then muscle mass or lean muscle mass and the differences there. So, and that kind of also feeds back into number one, which is hormones. But talking about hormones first, when we look at male and female hormones, obviously they're the sex hormones, estrogen and testosterone. Now those differ between male and female. Now, when I talk about these things, they're going to be in generalities, obviously. So there's studies done with the majority in mind. Now, do some women have higher testosterone naturally? Do some men have higher estrogen naturally? Yes, but those are outliers. So everything that we talk about today is going to be more of your in general. In general, women have 2/3 less muscle mass than men. Now, that's going to be one thing that one reason why men have more lean body mass is because of testosterone and basically making more muscle, more protein synthesis, building more muscle for guys. So that kind of goes into muscle, and because of the hormones, guys have more muscle and specifically more upper body muscle versus women. So that's kind of something that's taken place, that men and women store muscle and store fat differently as well. Men also are slightly faster in performance, and that is because of the type of muscle that they have. So guys generally have more type 2, basically your fast twitch muscle fibers that are going to create a bigger explosion. We kind of talked about this when we talked about power.
And strength,
yes. But they, and kind of going back to the sprinting scenarios, we have, you know, your guys would be more on the line of a quick sprinter, 100-meter sprinter, where girls have more type 1 slow twitch muscle fibers in their body, just naturally, generally. Now, can that differ? Of course it can. But we're talking about generalities again. So
use the word general one more time.
What is it? It's called in How I Met Your Mother, where every time they say general something, they would say, have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like
Shane, major, have you seen it?
Yeah. Major whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they'd salute.
Yeah.
So I want to do that for the rest of the podcast. Every time we say general,
follow it up by whatever you say.
Then you got to say it. Yep.
Okay, general movements.
General movements. Salute to general movements. But yeah. So those three things, talking about muscle, women have more type 1, and that is better at getting the blood to the muscle. So with keeping three things in mind, lean mass, fat mass, and activity level for... Don't put baby in a corner. Here, I'll hold him.
I know, I wouldn't want to sit by me either.
He's excited. Yeah, so excited, huh?
That's why I left.
Yeah, okay.
You have a little one somewhere around Des Moines or what?
No, he said he left because he doesn't want to sit by me.
Jordan. Oh. Oh, I thought you might have a little one crying around here.
It's kind just of a nervous laugh.
Just up and dipped.
Yeah. Never mind.
All right, so diving back into lean mass. Guys have more lean mass because more testosterone. Guys have more fast twitch muscles. And so they would be, performance-wise, they would be faster in some of the power movements and some things. And they also are... generally leaner, and that kind of goes into the next thing, which is talking about fat. So the second thing, first thing is muscle and lean mass. Second thing is fat. The fat guys actually have higher visceral fat generally. And then I'll pause.
All right. You gotta say another word.
So and visceral fat is internal body fat. So that's guys have more internal body fat around their organs and stuff like that, whereas women have higher levels of subcutaneous body fat naturally. So that means that they're gonna store more of their body fat around their hips. That kind of is why you see the apple shape for guys and the pear shape for females. And where they store fat is a big part of metabolism, and it actually affects a lot of different things. But women have higher leptin levels, different things that basically, one, suppress appetite, and so their metabolism is more efficient that way. And then also their metabolism is more efficient because they have generally less visceral body fat.
What? Oh, dang it, you said it. Dang it. I'm staring at Pierce.
So those are the internal body fat plays a big factor in guys, and how we store our body fat is a big difference as well. So then we get into some hormone stuff. Obviously, guys are higher in testosterone, making muscle better. You know, that has a lot to do with protein synthesis and that kind of stuff. The other thing that females have is because of their hormones, because of their muscle types, and a lot of those different things, women have a couple things better than guys. They actually, their metabolism is a little bit better. Their metabolism is a little bit better in handling glycogen. So they can put glycogen into the muscles better because of these different hormones that they have. And they actually can handle fat better because of the type of muscle fat or the type of muscle fibers that they have. They can actually. So guys, we're SOL a little more than females when it comes to metabolism because of our hormones and stuff. The only thing that guys do have the advantage of is obviously the testosterone creating a bigger muscle mass.
Yeah, but doesn't testosterone like play a part in us dying faster too?
I would assume so because
testosterone. Oh boy, great to have it.
Right. I mean, we can live a bigger, muscle-filled life, but then we die faster too.
Which is really, that's what matters.
That's all that matters.
It has everything to do with the testosterone, not the wife, right?
Well, they drive you to an early grave too. Don't get me wrong.
No comment.
But yeah, so as far as male versus female, there's some different categories that I'll kind of go over in my notes here, but bear with me as we talk about, muscle mass. Guys have about 50% more when it comes to strength. Guys have greater, especially upper body strength. And these are all generalities as well. Okay, so strength per muscle unit is equal. Like we talked about earlier, if a guy and a girl have the exact same amount of muscle, they're going to be the equal in strength. So per unit, that's kind of what that means. Metabolic health, women are better. Guys are worse off. Handling the usage of fat, women are better. Glycogen capacity, guys are better, and that means that we can hold more glycogen in our muscles versus females.
But applying the glycogen, they have the...
They're better, yep. Yes. Yeah. So we can hold more, which can then turn to more to fat if we're not careful. So that's kind of... any questions come up, Shane? Oh, Shane's gone on the screen.
Come back, Shane.
No, not really. I thought you did pretty good explaining it.
Glad you're a dude.
Yeah.
He says no. So what are some of your thoughts, Am, on, growing up, obviously training and doing some different things, like you said, strength and conditioning wise, were you treated differently as a female athlete than you saw some of your male counterparts, either like in high school or in college?
No, I don't think, treated any different or... The coach just knew that we were going to be able to lift less than what the males lift, which obviously is going to happen because we're not as strong. But I feel like when it came to the lift that we were expected to do it, but just how much weight that we can do compared to what the guys do.
So probably the exact same lift, just even probably the same percentages, but maybe...
It's just less because we're not as strong. Yeah,
you would take. Do you think that's normal, though? Or do you think that there are a lot of women, that maybe not at the collegiate level, but high school level, where it's just a lack of knowledge, where coaches have no idea? They're like, girls don't deadlift or stuff like that. Do you think that's pretty prominent?
Yeah, I think that happens a lot because I don't feel like... I don't know if it's different nowadays, but teachers just coach a sport, right?
Right.
And they don't know necessarily everything about that sport. And I think it's the same way with strength and conditioning because I don't think that the funds are there to support high school strength and conditioning coaches, and it's all volunteer. And I think at the end of the day, a lot of people don't have hours to volunteer. And so I don't think that they're getting the education in high school. I think it's more at the collegiate level.
Did you lift in high school?
No.
You didn't? Did you have like a strength coach or any?
We had our PE coach. Yeah, our PE coach was our strength coach.
Okay.
So we would have obviously days that we could go up and lift. And I would probably say I did lift twice a week, or we did more, I would say, agility type training rather than weightlifting training. And that probably was because our soccer coach didn't have the expertise in the weight room, so didn't want us in there. But
sure. I think a lot of and you guys probably have the same experience. I think a lot of high schools have like football dominant weight room etiquette. Like it's all like football.
How much can you bench press?
Right. But it's like the football team's in there and maybe a handful of other guys, but like I don't remember our basketball team.
We didn't lift. The wrestling team. We didn't lift as a team, which is just ludicrous.
Right. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what's just crazy to me is some of these differences in training that, that shouldn't be there. And I think a lot of, obviously, colleges have figured it out. And if you're going to be a successful female program at the collegiate level, you're going to be in strength and conditioning.
Yeah.
And, you know, but then you get into the fitness realm, right? And the fitness realm goes just the complete opposite, you know, where you're now having, you know, female specific workouts. And do you think in general in the fitness industry, Am, like, is there, do you see a lot of like people that just perceive that women have their own way of doing like a lift or something like that?
I mean, I don't know. I think obviously when it comes to glute training, I think that's more
booty like, workouts, yeah, right?
Booty workouts. Sure, I don't know. It's always everything though. You train like, with your booty, it's kind of awkward, right? And it's just moves that I feel like that people think more women should do, but in generality.
But it's funny though, like it's generality. I love that. But like that's what's crazy is I feel like there's so much like auxiliary lifting for women.
Yep.
And their glutes or, you know, whatever body part it might be, but they forget that deadlifts is going to build you a better ass than heavy deadlifts are going to build you a better ass than if you're doing 1,000 cable kickbacks, you know, and while those may be good auxiliary movements, that's what they are, auxiliary. And the definition of auxiliary is, Shane, what is the definition of auxiliary?
Wait, hold on, Doug, you backed yourself into
Webster?
A corner.
What?
What's the definition of auxiliary?
Like a...
No, not like a, Shane. We want the definition.
It's a supplement to something else. I was just
right.
Testing Shane to see if he's falling asleep on his couch over there, which I think he is.
No, I wasn't. I was just trying to think of a good word to supplement it with.
Oh. You see what he did there? But, you know, that's what's crazy to me in the fitness industry is there's just these, like, kind of guru-ish type of, like, oh, I have the... And you see it a lot in, obviously, the Instagram world that we live in. But you see, like, girls that sell, like, I have the best female workout ever. Buy it from me. And then it just doesn't make sense that way. And I think a lot of, you know, the online coach that we've kind of talked about before also does this like completely different training scheme for females than he would for males, you know? And it's interesting world we live in that those things are so different.
It's funny because I just saw an ad on Facebook today about how it's a female-only workout, and it's like a boot camp type style, but I guess it makes sense if you're, you know, I always would struggle if I didn't have knowledge in the fitness industry. I think to some extent it'd be intimidating coming to a gym and not knowing anything. So maybe more females are prone to joining something like that because of the intimidation factor and having no males around.
That's a great point, and I think...
But I just don't understand why. To me, it's like motivating to be in a gym with guys because you can see how much they lift, and it makes the environment a little bit more.
Well,
motivating.
Shit, we have.
But
I mean,
there's
I
a lot of strong females here that.
I was gonna say I talked to a couple guys this weekend that were like, I put 25s on the rack, and I was in the wrong rack because the girl next to me threw 35s or threw a plate on, and just my confidence went just plummeted.
Right, but if people are falling for the, oh, a female-only workout, like, it's wrong, it's not true.
But you did bring up a good point about the psychology of it. You know, are women intimidated by the general workout of, like, a strength and conditioning program? Now, I think in our case, at Crave, we do a really good job of setting a team sports type of atmosphere to where you should be doing the same time kind of training, and we kind of break down the gender roles. And a lot of times at Crave, shout out to, you know, all the females that work out at Crave, because there's a lot of records that are held by the females.
What's that? What's the prime score board? How many guys are on that thing?
One, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and shout out to Cy though. He's the guy up there. And Jordan, you were pretty
not
close before that rolled, before that, ended, but, but yeah, I mean, that's the performance wise, you see that, but when you talk about, you know, not knowing anything about the
Gold's
fitness industry,
gym,
and,
100 people in there at one time, you don't know what
and
you're
then
doing.
You also, you see like the female only rooms in like a Gold's gym or like you have,
wouldn't
like,
it be though? So like some of those female
room.
like specific workouts, I would feel like if you go into a gym like that, it'd be way more awkward to do because all of them are going to have that hip thrust.
Right.
Oh, that's way, you know what I mean?
Like, right.
That would be so the true. Last thing I want to do in a giant gym of people I don't know. Like, oh, no, I'm skipping that one.
And that, I feel like a lot of them are like that.
They're all like
the
that.
The abductor machines and the, those machines where you're just sitting and just like, look at my crotch.
But hey, but the abductor, like, it's worse for the people that have to look at you.
That's true.
If you want people to stop looking at you, make eye contact with them. They'll back off real fast.
What's his name? The comedian. Shit. That toured with Joe Coy.
Oh, James Ponce.
Yeah, so he does a bit on the abductor machine, and it is hilarious. So check out James Ponce. He's a stand-up comedian out of California if you have a chance. But because he came in when funny story, so he came in when he was touring with Joe Coy and worked out here, and then we hung out with him like all weekend. So he's a great guy, but we're probably gonna have him on here soon too.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, he actually owns a gym now in California, so he does like the comedy tours, and then he bought a gym with his buddy, I think.
Interesting.
So, yeah, no, he's a great guy. Yeah, I've actually been talking to him about getting him on here. He has his own podcast too, so we're just going to use the footage for everybody. Pretty pumped about that too, coming up. But do we want to get into some segments? Shane,
let's do it.
What do you got?
What do I have?
Got anything? Got anything awesome?
Let me see here. Let me check my phone. I'm totally unprepared this week because of the Vegas trip.
So. Oh,
well, let's
yeah,
just hear a little bit about Vegas.
What?
Let's just hear a little bit about Vegas, man.
No, I had to go entertain some agents in Vegas. So they stayed, I don't know, it was like 10, 15 minutes off the strip in some like Red Rocks resort thing. So we were completely off the strip, and we actually didn't stay there. We stayed on the strip, but we didn't really do a whole lot because we drank so much at the other place. We were pretty drunk by the time we got back to our place. So it was really just a lot of work. Didn't really go out too much on the strip, but good relationship building time, and that's really about it. So,
that does sound fun. that does sound fun. At least you got to drink on the job, I guess. Party a little bit.
Yeah. Now, do you get paid the whole, like, is it like 24 hours the whole time you're there?
Well, I'm salary, so it's,
yeah. So, yes. Nice.
Yeah. So I'm getting paid 24 hours a day, every day.
Woo-wee!
Yeah.
Did you catch up on any tweets while you were there?
What's that?
Catch up on any tweets while you were there?
So the NFL free agency was, you know, the last couple of days, so I caught up on those tweets, but I did not run across any old player tweets.
Damn. I was looking forward to them this week.
I was looking, I was doing my homework, but I did not run across any.
That's Tyler cool. Just very sadly set down his iPad. He was ready to run. He was ready to
I was
run
ready
it.
Ready to run the promo. Kind of disappointed.
Wait. Okay, I do have an alpha beta.
Okay, I'll take that. We need to get an alpha beta sound.
I that's why I'm doing it. I thought you had one.
No, we need to have a conference sometime afterwards and talk about what we want to be on it.
Yeah.
We need to record our stuff. You can't just throw in a during a production type of wrench into our podcast where we're gonna
we're high quality over here,
right?
Yeah, I mean we plan this stuff out weeks ahead.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, my alpha beta, just the general decorating of an apartment, is that alpha or beta? Like I went and bought 2 throw pillows. I understand that's very beta.
Yeah,
beta.
I was gonna say that specifically. Beta.
Right. But everything else.
Beta.
My bookshelf.
It depends kind of what.
Art thing.
I'd say it depends on what your decorating style is.
Strictly for the ladies, if I ever have a lady here.
Here's the. I throw pillows.
That's crossing a line.
that's about as beta as it can get. But outside of that, I'm going to say not at all. I'm actually going to say it's extremely alpha to decorate your apartment.
I think you have
to. You got to make it you, man. You got to make, like, buy some art that speaks to you. Fuck everybody else. If that art speaks to you, put that on your wall.
But you also have to think, like, if it looks like my grandmother's apartment after you get done decorating, that's a beta move.
What if you love your grandmother?
Right.
Because that's super alpha. I love my grandma. I'm never going to decorate my house like my grandmother's house.
What if your grandma is just alpha as fuck? Is that a thing?
Then I would bet that you would not.
What if
be
your
able
grandma
to tell,
has a big old poster of Muhammad Ali knocking somebody out?
Then your grandma is your grandpa.
You have two grandpas.
Yeah, that's
hey, how'd
awesome.
You know? How'd you know?
That's awesome, but. That would be alpha. That your grandma is alpha.
But in general, I think. Wait, name other things that you got.
So I got a rug.
Beta.
Rugs? Beta?
Never mind. I was trying to tell Tyler to say beta with me every time, no matter what you said.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Now I got the message. Let's do this.
Okay, keep going.
Well, now I'm not going to say anything.
Oh.
Well, you have to fill us in. This is your segment.
We won't do it. We promise.
Coffee table.
Beta.
No. You guys are so wrong.
I know, but go ahead.
That's a functional piece of...
I'm actually a huge fan of coffee tables.
You have to have a coffee table, and you have to have a rug. So far, you haven't decorated anything. You put furniture in your house.
Yeah, dude, it sounds like you're not living in an empty apartment.
Yeah, so what did you buy that decorates
it's
your shit
you
other than throw pillows? Because
I didn't have an listable.
What about like an end... What?
So did you only...
I didn't have a coffee table in Westwood.
Okay, but is the only thing you bought that decorated your apartment throw pillows? Because at that point, super beta. If you bought a bunch of furniture and put it in there, and then you were like, you know what this place needs? Throw pillows.
No, I bought a fake plant. Okay.
Okay, that's decorated.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Side story.
Wait, what kind of plant, though?
I don't know.
It's okay, it's just green. All right.
Okay, why didn't you buy a cactus?
Dude, they never die. I have one. Had it for years. I think I've watered it twice.
Why
it's
don't
amazing.
You go outside, Jordan?
Shane.
Shane. Sorry, I'm looking at Jordan and talking to Shane. Why don't you go outside, Shane, and just, like, pick a cactus?
I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, you can.
Why?
Wait, why?
I don't know.
Are you on federally reserved land
on,
or
Shane,
what?
That was dumb as shit. You're supposed to be a smart one. That was just dumb, man.
No, I don't, like, I don't know.
You're right. They might, no, you're right. Somebody might see you picking up a cactus and get really mad at you. Come on.
Yeah, they will.
Nope. Hey, which of the three of us lived in a desert for 24 years? Me. They're not going to get mad at you.
Yeah, you probably just cleared their desert. You probably just cleared their lawn of a cactus they didn't want.
Are you telling me El Paso's not a desert? Listen here, buddy.
So side story to this: I actually didn't buy any of it. I gave my buddy's wife like $600, and she bought all of it.
Oh, alpha as fuck.
My whole argument for the apartment is you making it your own is what makes it alpha.
Right, but laziness in general is alpha.
We've had this discussion. That's a solid point. Hey, what did you guys think of my story I sent you of that World War I veteran who brought an umbrella with him and killed somebody with it? And then somebody asked, why do you have this umbrella? And he looked at him and said, what if it rains?
It's fake news.
He's like, that guy is my hero.
Fake news.
If reincarnation is a thing, for
exactly.
Sure, that's who I was.
And that dude
that's
is...
an urban legend.
No.
Yeah, and he's super beta.
Dude, it was on Reddit. Reddit never tells lies. Every story they have on there is 100% true.
I tried to click on the story, I think, and it... I don't know if Reddit doesn't work for me or what, but... Then I looked at, like, the news feed from Reddit. Definitely not a Reddit guy.
Well, you put whatever you want there.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't click on the story because I saw the thing and I was like, that's false.
Yeah.
So that is my segment, and I'm gonna say that's an alpha move.
Definitely an alpha move. You didn't tell me that you had someone else do it for you.
Well, I wanted to get your judgment on the other part of it first.
I would have been okay with you doing all the other stuff other than the throw pillows. That's a super beta move. Now that I know that someone bought them for you, I fully expect them to be, like, on the floor at all times.
I'll actually send you... So if I sit on my couch, I put them both on the chair. And if I sit on my chair, I put them both on the couch.
But then they're not throw pillows. I'm thinking of bed throw pillows.
No.
What?
No, like couch throw pillows.
Are they called throw pillows if they're on your bed, too?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I was thinking of...
I have those on my bed, too, and those are on the ground.
Those are super beta. Yeah. I'm not entirely...
Oh, now, hold on. Don't you defend the couch throw pillow, Tyler.
Don't you do it. It depends what it looks like.
If it comes with the couch, then what are you supposed to do about that? Came with the couch. Buy it on its own.
Sewed onto a couch.
Don't you think you need a pillow when you lay down on the couch?
That's when you take it from your bed.
Well, yeah, I have a bed pillow on my couch, too. Yeah,
that's... Uh-oh. I like that.
I guess since I've been an adult, I've always lived with, well, I've either lived with all a bunch of guys where we have zero pillows or throw pillows and you don't want to sit on our couch anyway, or I've lived with Amber and she's had throw pillows on the couch and I enjoy laying on a throw pillow just because. So I've never had to grab a bed pillow. I guess I've never lived on my own, though, either.
Dude, that's what you don't understand. You gotta make it your own. You gotta think to yourself. Now, there's, like, limitations. You gotta stop, for me personally, when I'm shopping for, like, what I'm gonna put in my apartment. I need to know when to stop. Because if I made it totally my own, it'd be embarrassing. It'd be like, okay, this is a 12-year-old lives in here.
I'm gonna be awesome.
So when I see pictures of Goku, I'm like, no. Can't hang that up. But Game of Thrones is going on my wall.
Yep.
I have my man cave, I guess, with a bunch of stuff like that.
Think of the stuff you put in your man cave.
Yeah.
That's got to be your apartment.
Okay.
There's still limitations. It's that just like sense. Sports and shit. And
I have like banners. I have weightlifting banners.
Yeah.
I have like audio or autographed picture of Ronnie Coleman.
Yes.
And
these are all acceptable.
Okay. What else do I got down there?
You gotta think he lives on his own.
Okay, how about this for Alpha Beta? I have my own framed jersey from college. Is that a move you do? It's not hanging up yet. It's sitting
I can't give you a hard time. I have my framed singlet.
Do you? Yeah. Okay, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. Do other guys do that?
They gave us, my mom. But it was pretty cool. Our coaches gave us a shadow box. Like, the ones of us that were there for 4 years, they gave us a singlet that was put in a shadow box.
That's pretty dope. Yeah, that's basically what mine is with my jersey. And, like, I was on a ticket and then my letter.
I think that's cool.
Okay. Yeah. What else do I got down there? That's about it.
But that's my point.
Okay.
That's what a single guy's apartment. Cool. Not necessarily like full blown.
See, know. I would then have a bench press and a squat rack in my living room. So
I don't know that would be alpha as fuck.
Right. Where's your bench press at, Shane? Let me know where your bench press is, Shane. Let me know where your bench press is.
It's on my bed.
Nice. Okay. I was just making sure because if a bench press is not... But
ching!
Yeah! Damn! Do I have that button?
Wait, did you hear what I said?
Yeah. Fuck
you! Yeah. That was pretty good.
So, you sent me a snap the other day. Do you remember that one?
I did. I sent him a snap of the 90-pound dumbbells, and I was like, this is what 90 pounds looks like. I know you've never used it before. I sent that to a bunch of people, though.
What, you threw 90 pounds around?
Yeah, okay. Hey. I was making fun of small people. We don't need you to get in on this conversation.
No, but that, what were you doing with 90 pounds? That's nice.
Yeah. Oh, bench.
Oh, cool.
Psh, probably sets of 20 or something.
Yeah, no biggie. Yeah.
Or 8.
I throw those around for almost any and every lift. Not enough weight in this joint for me.
If only you had the ability to design it a certain way.
I know. I'm going to probably get 100. So the power blocks go up to 150. Ooh. So I'm thinking of like having a
like
lane 7.
Stain.
Yeah. Like one lane have up to 150 just in case somebody wants to throw some.
That's pretty badass.
Hey, speaking of which, those new Rogue plates are pretty badass.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Super pumped about that. So,
cool.
Like we talked about at the beginning, Jordan and I wrenched up some racks and stuff here at Crave, and we put on the new plate storage, and we also got the delivery of new plates, which is sweet. The Rogue rubber Olympic lifting plates, which are awesome. And they add a little bit of color.
Yeah,
yeah, a little splash of color in
here. It matches the overall theme of Crave.
Right.
As much as I like the dungeon banging weights,
yeah,
it doesn't really match the
strength and conditioning vibe.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I agree. And that's one thing I love the look of it for that reason.
Yeah, no, it looks good.
Well, do you have any segments?
No.
Neither do I.
No.
It's like all three of us. Guys. Hey, well, this one really kind of snuck up on us. We have a busy week. You were in Vegas. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Hey,
and we're all
hey,
over the place here.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of clustered notes just about our fitness topic. Nothing about anything else. And then I had to do all I could to get Amber on this bad boy.
Oh, pulling in the big guns.
Yeah, the boss made it happen.
She usually does. Is she not there anymore?
She no. dipped. Pierce was getting
excited
a little
to be here.
Yeah. He was getting to be a handful. He was grabbing the pictures off the walls and stuff.
It's out of control.
Yeah. He's having a good time. He just ate, so he's in a good mood, so he's jumping around and shit.
Oh, he's going to be hell on wheels when he can walk, dude.
Oh, my God. Don't, yeah. Don't get me started. I heard this. Actually, okay, so I got a quote of the day. I heard this quote a little bit ago that for the first however long, until they start walking, you're saying, I want you to walk, I want you to walk, I want you to walk, and I want you to talk, I want you to talk, and I want you to talk. And then as soon as those things happen, you just want them to shut up and sit still.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Right now we're all trying to, you know, do everything we can to help him walk and talk. And as soon as that happens, I know I'm going to regret it. It'll be interesting. But yeah, he's a spitfire, man. Anything else we got today?
All right.
Well, thanks a lot for stopping into the gym closet. Today's randomness is brought to you by... We'll just use Crave Gym ad. Brought to you by Crave Gym. This whole podcast is brought to you by Crave Gym today.
Hey, no free ads.
No free ads. Yeah, that's right.
I expect to see $5.
Actually, just bought the new microphone for the fire. So. What's that, Shane?
Nothing.
It's in mail.
Checks in the mail. All right. Yeah. Cool. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We, if you like what we're talking about, please go on and subscribe on either iTunes podcast or Stitcher. And I think on Stitcher, you just add it to your favorites. But regardless, subscribe, rate, and review. And let us know. Jordan, I know, is going to do some Instagram work. So if you have any comments or anything, jump on IG or jump on the Gym Closet Podcast on Facebook as well. Ask us any questions, any topics that you might have. We will take any of those. Again, today I hope you got a lot of great content from kind of the difference between male and female. And the biggest overlying thing, I think, is train like an athlete. And that doesn't necessarily assign a gender to what that athlete would be. So thanks again for stopping in.
Peace.
Peace out.